Our next panel is Land Use Law Case Update, Part 2. As was stated yesterday morning's introduction, the next speaker needs no introduction, but I'll go ahead and say that James Dougherty started out at the City Attorney of the City of Houston, and he's worked for decades in private practice, mainly with local government entities, municipalities, utility districts, special purpose districts, and municipal receivers. He's the longstanding editor and author of the Texas Municipal Zoning Law that many of us, including myself, have on our desks. And I'll just say from the decades that I've worked with him planning this seminar, I've just found him to have the talk about an encyclopedic knowledge of Texas land use law. So please help me welcome James.
Thank you, David. We're going to have to go pretty fast because I think I have about three more slides than I have minutes. We'll see what we can do. The usual disclaimers apply. This is going to be highly summarized, selective. I'm looking for those issues that are kind of unique or different. A lot of these cases involve 5 or 10 different issues. Can't cover them all, not enough time. But it may pique your interest. If you see something interesting, check out the entire opinion. You'll see that there's a lot in these cases that we do need to, well, it's good to just get the whole picture sometimes. We left off yesterday at the beginning of Part 7, which is all about zoning administration, and it's about administrative officials, the staff, basically, in the zoning operation. Two key sections in the local government code, 211.009, talks about the ZBA, Zoning Board of Adjustment, that can hear an appeal. They can do variances, special exceptions, but they can also hear an appeal that urges error in an order, decision, or so on, in the enforcement of, that's a key phrase, it's going to come up later, zoning ordinance or zoning law. 211.010, the very next section, turns it around and says certain persons may appeal to the board. And now, in recent amendment, it's bifurcated. If the decision is not related to a specific project, the administrative decision is not related, persons aggrieved can appeal. City officials, it's a broader right of appeal. But if it is related to a specific project, like a permit, you're a neighbor or something like that, the owner can appeal, like the applicant for the permit. The persons aggrieved can appeal, but you have to be within 200 feet. You have to be close by. You can't just be roaming at large around the city appealing these things. And now, this makes it all the more pointed, there's a 20-day notice to file that appeal. So if you're in that category and you don't file your 20-day appeal, you can be held later to have failed to exhaust your administrative remedies, and you might be poured out of court. So this new statute has a little edge to it. It's a big edge, actually. The Munns case that we talked about yesterday involved some staff statements made in public meeting about the short-term rental ordinance. The statements were to the effect that these short-term rentals are not now a permitted use, that they were prohibited by the current ordinance. That was one of the statements made. City tried to defend on that basis, saying, look, that was basically a decision that was not appealed to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. Therefore, these plaintiffs failed to exhaust their administrative remedies. Now, that didn't work because the court held that those statements were not in the enforcement of the ordinance. They were just informational. Next case has a similar tone to it. This is out of the city of Gray Forest, small town. I think it's all residential save for, I'm told, one hotel just north of San Antonio. There's an allegation there that somebody was using their home as a wedding venue. Well, if you take a look, there's the entrance to the home, but it says Scenic Springs on it, and their website looks an awful lot like a wedding venue. apparently this came to the attention of the city officials. I think there might have been three of them. It's a very small town. The city treasurer, I think, sent them a letter, which he called a courtesy notice, and said, among other things, your venue is not in compliance with the zoning ordinance, and it talked about possible enforcement. Now, just like in the Munns case, this was held to be informational, not strong enough, I guess. It said it urges but does not compel compliance. It warns about but does not impose fines. as if the administration could impose fines, which they can't.